Well, yesterday we were looking at the book of Numbers, and one of the great stories in Numbers is just the illustration, the image that you get when you see in Numbers chapter 9. Towards the end of the chapter, it's talking to us about as the Israelites were getting prepared to head towards the promised land. So they're about 2 years after they have been set free from bondage in Egypt. And they've already had the Ten Commandments, and God has given them the instructions on how to build the tabernacle, how to build all the accoutrements of the tabernacle, all the instruments. They've already built those. Everything is ready to go. God has told them exactly how they will, as a people, you know, how they will, as they camp, how they will camp, and each tribe is in a specific position. All these things are taking place. All these things have already taken place. And they're getting ready to move out. Verse number 15 of Numbers chapter 9. Now on the day the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, from evening until morning. It was above the tabernacle like an appearance of fire. When you read this in the Amplified, it says, when it's talking about the cloud, it says the cloud of God. It is the cloud of God's presence. It is the presence of God that is over the tabernacle. Now remember, the tabernacle was built because this is the place where God meets with men. They have the Ark of the Covenant, and God would meet above. He would be there at the mercy seat. Meet above the mercy seat, God's presence would dwell right there. But you can see the power of God's presence and the reality of God's presence, and all the people of Israel would see every day. They would look up and they could see the presence of God. How awesome is that? Get up in the morning, look towards the tabernacle from whatever position you have surrounding the tabernacle, wherever your tribe is. You get up, you look towards the tabernacle, boom, there is the presence of God as a cloud hovering over, hovering powerfully high above and over the tabernacle. And how much more inspiring. You know, think about this. When you go to sleep at night, going to sleep is, if you've got problems or concerns or worries, when you go to sleep or at the nighttime, that is the time when all things seem amplified, right? Your problems, your concerns, your worries, they seem so much more difficult, almost impossible. We get that sense of desperation sometimes during the night that once morning arrives, all of a sudden things look and feel differently. We've all felt that, right? So imagine if you're one of these Israelites and you're there, you're camped around the tabernacle, you're in the wilderness. God has a promised land. He's leading you to the promised land. And the whole way towards the promises, you're able to stop and you're able to look and see during the day the presence of God. But at night, when things seem most hopeless and most difficult and problems become so sharp and so keen, you know, that's when you can look up and you can see the presence of God as a fire hovering over the tabernacle. Just imagine what that would be like to be able to see that and how comforting that is. And as I said yesterday, all of those things that we see in Numbers chapter 9 and how comforting that had to be. We would say how great it would be to look up and to see the presence of God hovering over the tabernacle. But you know, the tabernacle today, the presence of God now dwells in the tabernacle of you. You've got something better than looking up and seeing the presence of God. Because with the Israelites, even though they could look up and they could see the presence of God, they could see the presence of God, but they could not themselves individually communicate with God. God wasn't speaking to them directly. He would meet with men, but he would speak through Moses. And then Moses would speak the words of God to men. The presence of God was hovering over the tabernacle. You today, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit resides in you. And rather than just seeing the presence of God where you can look up and see it, you have the presence of God dwelling within you. And you can hear God speaking to you through His Spirit, in your spirit, speaking to your soul. How awesome is that? Picture in your mind what it would be like to be an Israelite there in the wilderness and seeing that presence of God, and how you would say, oh, how awesome that would be. I tell you, what you have today is far greater, far greater, far greater than what they experienced, because you have the presence of God. Today, let's learn to hear God himself speaking to us. So you don't just have to look and be comforted because you can see the presence of God over the tabernacle. See with your mind's eye that you are the tabernacle and the presence of God is in you. And it's not just hovering over the tabernacle of you like it was in the Old Testament. It is within you. He himself is. The presence of God is within you. He is in you personally and speaking to you. What a fantastic revelation that is. Because you might think to yourself, oh, I would love to be able to see the presence of God like the Israelites did. How comforting that would be. Far more comforting. Far more comforting to have the presence of God, his Holy Spirit dwelling within you, speaking to you on a daily basis. So it goes on in verse number 16. So it was that the cloud appeared by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, after that the children of Israel would journey. And in the place where the cloud settled, there the children of Israel would pitch their tents. So the presence of God, as it would lift up over the tabernacle and move from the tabernacle, that was the call for the people to get up, gather, and to follow. And God was moving them closer to the promised land. And then when the presence of God would stop and settle, there they would set up. There they would set their camp, and they would stay there until the presence of God once again lifted above the tabernacle and moved forward. Verse 18, at the command of God, the children of Israel would journey, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud stayed above the tabernacle, they remained encamped. Even when the cloud continued long, many days above the tabernacle, the children of Israel kept the charge of God and did not journey. You have the presence of God who is taking you in a specific direction because he has a plan for your life. We saw yesterday that Jesus himself in John chapter 10 said, I'm the good shepherd. And he says in those verses in John chapter 10 that the good shepherd leads his sheep into the day and leads them to the place of where they can drink and where the grass is green and plentiful, where their needs are met. Jesus leads us every day. Well, we see here in the Old Testament, God was leading the Israelites towards that land of promise. And he's taking it step by step, leading them there. Now, if we look at that and compare that to our situation, the Israelites were headed towards the promised land. God knew the timing. God knew exactly what he was doing. And they had to stop and wait. And then when he said move, they moved. But he was taking them ever closer as they would obey. He would take them closer. He had a plan to get them to the promised land. Now, the difference is, with you and I, not only is the presence of God, his spirit, not just hovering over the tabernacle, he dwells within the tabernacle of you and I. And we already have entered into, unlike the Israelites, we're not wandering around in the wilderness. We have already entered into the land of all of his promises through Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not wilderness experiences. And we all do go through times when we realize and feel as though I'm just in the wilderness. We all experience those things. And when you're in those wilderness times, this imagery that we see, and it's when I say imagery, it's imagery for us because we picture it. It's reality. This happened. Men and women, about a million of them, saw this and lived this. Well, this imagery we see of the presence of God over the tabernacle, and then moving, and then stopping, and the people following. This image should be a comfort to you and I as you're in the wilderness, because the Spirit of God himself, the Holy Spirit, is in you to guide you through whatever wilderness experience you have. If it seems hopeless, and it seems like it's impossible, it's not, because you're already in the promised land. You just can't see it. You're just in that wilderness experience. But the great thing about every wilderness experience, if we follow and obey, if we let the Lord lead us, the end of a wilderness experience is always a land of plenty. It's a land of deliverance. It's a land of milk and honey. The end of the wilderness is always the good things of God. And in the same way, if you feel like you're in the wilderness right now because maybe your marriage is in difficulty, maybe you're facing a health issue, maybe it's a job thing or a family thing, whatever it is. If you feel like you're in the wilderness and you feel like you have no idea where to go and you feel like you're spinning your wheels and you just can't get out of your way and you can't seem to get to the place of deliverance, you can't even see the direction to go in the wilderness, catch your breath. Consider Numbers chapter 9. And the Israelites in the wilderness are being headed towards the promises, the good things, the land of milk and honey. Now you're in the promise, you have the promises. But the deliverance that you need for whatever that wilderness experience is that you're in right now, don't get frustrated, don't give up, don't throw in the towel. Learn from the example that we see from the Israelites. Put your focus on the Lord. If you listen, He will guide you and direct you into your day. He'll guide you and direct you into your tomorrow. If it takes you a week or even a month, if it takes you a month to see the answers, know that they're there and He's leading you there. And be at peace, because He's going to provide for you all along the way. In the wilderness, He took care of the people. He met their every need. He will meet your needs as you're going through the wilderness time. Just know and believe. Have the assurance. Have the assurance that even though you can't see the answer to your wilderness experience, you can't even see the direction, have the assurance, the confidence. Keep reminding yourself. There's a land of milk and honey. There's a place of deliverance and there's a place of answers. And He's taking me there and He's going to meet my needs until I get there. And I'm just going to look towards Him. And as the presence of God lifted above the tabernacle and moved, so did they move. You do the same thing. We just follow as He leads and as He directs. So it was that the cloud was above the tabernacle a few days according to the command of God. They would remain encamped, and according to the command of the Lord, they would journey. This is the same thing that we are to do ourselves today. So it was when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they would journey, whether by day or by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up, they would enter. You know, they would journey. That's another key thing for us to consider and to remember. If the Israelites, if all of a sudden the cloud, if the cloud lifts above the tabernacle and starts to move, and it's at nighttime, you get yourself up, you pack up, and you start following the presence of God. You start following the presence of God, and you keep on going until He settles and says, stop here. Whatever God tells you to do, whenever He tells you to do it, will you be obedient? Easiest thing in the world for the Israelites to do during that time would have been to say, I see that the presence of God is going. I see the presence of God is heading towards the east. Well, we'll be up in about 4 hours. We know what direction to go. We'll just gather up our belongings. When morning comes, after we get up, we'll have a nice breakfast, and then we'll head our way out. No, when the presence of God lifted from the tabernacle and headed off, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you get up, you pack, and you go. How did they know? If they're sound asleep, how do they know the presence of God is going? Well, if you read the earlier part of, if you read chapter 10, the very next chapter, you'll see that God did give them. He commanded for them to have silver trumpets that were made, and He gives them specific sounds, specific blasts that they're supposed to do, whether it's a warning or whether it's a time to call everyone together. So you're going to hear it. And if you hear those trumpets, going off at 3 a.m., you're not waiting until morning. You're getting up, you're packing up, and you're moving. The same thing is true for us. God is leading you because He knows you, and He knows how to get you from where you're at in the wilderness into. He's going to meet all your needs because you're in the land of promise already. Unlike the Israelites, you live in the land of promise. But whatever that wilderness that you're within right now and whatever those circumstances are, He knows how to best deliver you from those things to that place of land of milk and honey, all of your needs being met, the deliverance being there. He knows how to get you there. But you have to be obedient. You have to be watching, listening, and obedient, and move. This is why it's so imperative for us to learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us, so that when He calls us to do something, we're cognizant of it, and we move, and we obey. Whatever it is that you're going through today, whatever it is that you're experiencing today that feels like a wilderness, and maybe you've been in the wilderness for weeks or months, don't give up hope. Learn today. Learn today to listen and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Be at peace and listen and hear the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will lead you today. He will lead you into the abundance that you need, even if you're still in the wilderness. He will lead you to have all of your needs met today, even within the wilderness, and He will keep leading you to that place of deliverance. And the one good thing about wilderness experiences, and if you feel like you're in the wilderness right now with whatever you're experiencing, the one great thing about wilderness experiences is when they end, because you follow Jesus Christ, they always end with that land of milk and honey. They always end with the good things of God. And the good things of God always outweigh all the things that took place along the way. I have lived that out in my life. I've experienced it. I can tell you unequivocally, you get to the end of the wilderness experience. When you get there by following Jesus Christ, when you get there, you have that land of milk and honey. You have that land of abundance. You have that place of deliverance. You have reached the place of all the good things of God, and those good things of God always vastly outweigh all of the hardships of the wilderness. So you'll look back on it, and you will say of the wilderness experience, I don't want to go there again, but I'm glad I went through it because it was all worth it. Be encouraged in your wilderness. Jesus is leading you. Learn to listen, because He's leading you to that place of deliverance, of good things, that land of milk and honey.